Airdrie. The Alberta RCMP is reporting an increase in vehicle thefts province-wide, and the Airdrie detachment confirmed it too is seeing a rise in local thefts so far in 2023. The RCMP is reporting its top 3 months for vehicle thefts in 2023 were May with 857 thefts, March at 790 thefts, and June at 750 thefts. Just over 5,000 vehicles in total were reported stolen in Alberta so far in 2023. Trucks, stated an Alberta RCMP statement, have been the most commonly stolen vehicle. The trend is similar in Airdrie. According to the local RCMP, from January 2023 until July 31, there have been 44 complaints of stolen vehicles, with 11 later having been deemed unfounded. Thefts from vehicles have also been a problem so far in 2023. The provincial RCMP is reporting around 4,500 reported thefts from a motor vehicle. RCMP's crime prevention tips to help keep your vehicle, and the belongings within your vehicle, safe are to always make sure to lock your vehicle. Never leave keys or garage door openers in your vehicle. Never leave important documents with personal identifying information in your vehicle. Criminals are increasingly becoming more savvy with identity theft in recent years, and a major way they obtain those documents is procuring identity documents left in vehicles. The RCMP also recommend that you ensure all valuables are removed or out of sight. This includes shopping bags, loose change, sunglasses, and any electronics. Also, do not leave your windows open when you leave your vehicle, and, if possible, store your vehicle in a locked garage when not in use. Police also state you should park your vehicle in well-lit areas and within line of sight. If you're unable to park in a locked garage, you're encouraged to keep outdoor lights on for added security. Most vehicle thefts and break-ins occur because people leave their car doors unlocked or leave their keys within the vehicle. Corporal James McConnell of the Airdrie RCMP's Community Policing Unit said the key thing to keep in mind is, don't make it easier for the criminals. I think people do sometimes take for granted that there are criminals out there who are checking door handles and looking for keys left in vehicles, he said in a recent interview. When we don't have vehicles locked up and keys kept separately, it sure makes it easy for them.